And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, undefeated here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, on the beautiful, well, it's getting beautifuler, you know, a love bus. On the love bus, a little place where we can go to get together. Yeah, we're going to, you know, that's one thing. You tour the karaoke and you find somebody that's a good singer and you have them, they come in, they do our jingle. Or somebody else can do it. I had some people sending me song lyrics and different things. So, yeah, it'd be fun. We're going to have fun with this. But we're just so packed. I get done with this. I spend, you know, a few hours doing, you know, Freedom's Phoenix and going and getting all the shows to send to, you know, Ecuador to be put up for staff and blah, 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 blah. Man's a sight. Then we got to, you know, edit the show and put up the video and getting there were a bunch of other back-end stuff. And the bus. We still got me and Donna. Donna's doing the moving and kids. Her son-in-law came over yesterday with grandkids and helped. We are so looking forward to getting on the road because what are we going to do? First thing is hopefully we'll have be ready in time enough. We're not just driving to get to New Hampshire. I'd like to take you know the slow road to you know New Hampshire and to become one with my new computer. And it's new capacity, and it's 32 gig of RAM. Yung, 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 yung. You have no idea how dangerous Ernie's going to be when he can start getting back to video editing. We just filled our time with activism, and part of this is going to need to be, it's like what V for Vendetta said, freedom is a perspective. What other perspective I want to share? And this is the problem, and why I haven't focused on that, because there's a lot of other things to do and more effective at that time. But my ultimate goal was to be able to use music and movie clips to make a point. Because our minds are hardwired to music. We all of a sudden, boom, it puts you back in a space and time. It gives you an emotional feeling. It's a shortcut to a lot of stuff. That's why Dr. Paul would say, yeah, the revolution, man, it needs a couple things. Youth and music. I mean, you know, here it comes. Well, I'm going to show you and movies and clips. And there's a lot of stuff in my... I'm a big movie guy, but that's where you get censored. Copyright, you're not allowed. No, hell no, they know. They'll use it to their... Hell, the whole damn movie was for them to make a point. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I can use your movie to make a point too. The other point. So this is what I'm going to be spending time on. We've got a lot of other stuff to do, but I'm really... This year, I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to join school, you know, the tutorial of school on a bunch of stuff. I need to be able to do some CADing. I need to be able to learn Illustrator or Photoshop or what. I got to do a lot of the stuff that we have. I've depended on other people to do. I don't mind. I mean, a lot of them, their creativity, just their technical ability is not everything. I mean, their imagination, their intuitiveness and their ingenuity and their, you know, what they would come up with and their inspiration is awesome. But sometimes I just need a little artsy fartsy kind of I can do it my damn self. You know, the time it takes me to explain it to you, I could have done it if I knew how to do it. You know? So this is what I'm gonna be improving myself. And then, you know, and Donna will be maintaining, you know, the relationship with the family, and we're gonna be doing a lot of research and have our little show of everywhere we go and, you know, teach the kids about, you know, America. and doing a lot of interviews. I can't wait, man. I'm really looking forward to getting the burden of this 2 acres of everything. It was great to have it for as long as we were here a lot longer than I thought we would be, because we always do our freedom workshops. You know, we had our workshop. They're workshops. You know, they're not honeycomb hideouts. We made a big deal about that. Go, look, you're either here to work or to help somebody work. If you're not doing either of those, then you're in the way. Yeah, you're being a cooler. You're just yakking. You're distracting people. You're not getting stuff done. You're keeping things from getting done. Go away. I was real butthead about it. That's why we called it. This is a workshop, not a hangout. Now, then we'd hang out till we got a bunch of work done. Then, you know, we'd be hanging out and, you know, and fired up, and we'd be, you know, on the couch and chilling. And, you know, we'd have a lot of time. But that only lasted about, you know, usually 18 to no more than 48 months. You know, 2.5 years was the longest we were in any one place. Because sooner or later, you know, it just got to where everybody just, you know, they're hanging. Well, a lot of times you get a lot of stuff done that way just by, you know, inspiration. But, yeah, it just has its time. Well, this, because it was our home and because we scheduled different parties and work events and we, you know, selected people that we knew would use our facilities here and our equipment to great service, you know, knock yourself out was a lot of people. And I tell you, you guys, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, you can give Adam Kokesh a lot of crap, but I tell you what, that boy worked. He came, he needed access to something done. It was because he had a plan. And of course, it was to, you know, promote his plan or him or what, you know, whatever, all that crap you guys, you know, whining about. But I mean, the boy did it. He worked hard. He finished. He cleaned up. It was better than before. And I'm like, you know, give him access to any of our goodies when we left that he's going to make use of. It's better than letting it rot or going out in the front and get thrown away or free on Craigslist. So I'm like, you know, yeah, where are you? They go, hey, you promised me 2 domes. Yeah, 2 years ago. Well, I'm going to come by. I go, hey, Adam got everything that was left. I can't wait anymore. Well, I'll go work it out with him. You know, you had your chance. I hear you're whining. You know, get on it. So this is, I'm glad to be to where we can free up and I can expand my own capability, because that's what I've really was something that I really wanted to do. I've done shows on this before. We put together when I was on Terran Radio on the network, I would do shows about movies. I'm going, look, you know, libertarians don't see the movie the same way you do. And why are there these blockbusters? That was the first one that I did. It was 3 hours of nothing but movies. And the board op, you know, he had all the movie clips ready, and he played some of my play on the show was from that. And I go, this is what we see. Now, I was at Air America when I did this. You know, this is a liberal audience. I'm going, I mean, progressive, liberal, my God, audience. And I go, look, I don't know what you guys see, but this is what we see. And why do I know that this perspective is popular more than you think? Why do I know that? How do I know that? What is it? Because they're blockbusters. Think about it. Braveheart, Lord of the Rings, Gladiator, Patriot, Matrix, V for Vendetta, Wag the Dog, you know, and that threw in Fog of War there too. You know, what was it, McNamara's, you know, wow, that thing was, you know, anyway, documentary. But so all of this stuff, I'm going, what was the commonality with all of them? What made them all the same? What was it? Why was it blockbuster? It was always America and around the world. Because it was the individual versus the collective. It was one person. It was Neo. One. The first. Or the only. Or whatever. It was, you know, in Gladiator, Maximus. You know, he had a general just said no. He did the Judy Mikovits thing. No, I'm not going to be part of your thing. Boom. You're a slave. You're a gladiator now. And he went up against the Empire. One guy. Lord of the Rings. We're going to take, you know, one ring to rule them all. We're going to take it and we're going to throw it in the fires of Mordor. I don't wear it. I'm going to do away with the power. 9 hours, you know, of that. These are popular movies because they have the same theme. It is the individual versus the collective. What movie is going to come out of this, and how can I use it and have some fun with it?
from the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back. And I can turn it down to where everybody's not yelling at me. It's too loud, too low. I still haven't installed my main mic. I got this gaming headset on that we're using while I'm, I mean, man, get over here and help me. Yeah, well, you got, hey, Bob. Oh, Bob. I'm gonna save some Bob time. I'm going to go out there and we'll take the bus out. We got a lot of stuff. We got all new tires to do. We got the towing kit. Finished ordering it. We got to do, Donna's got to have a new bed because I really like the bed that's in there. But we're going to get a, you know, sleep air separate. She gets whatever kind of bed. So whatever, you know, so we're doing that. And then it's a lot of stuff. And then big thing, I'm going to polish the stainless steel. These things really look good with this polished stainless steel. So I'm working on that. And then we're designing, Davi's working on the wrap and yada, 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 yada. And one of these days, I'm going to open this big-ass awning, but now I'm where I can't really open it, so I'm, yeah, screw it. So it's, then on the way back, there's a place in Kansas that has 80 of these buses in a yard, you know, a scrap yard, junkyard, yard, whatever, for parts and so on. And I'm like, wow, I can get a little of this, get this screw here, get this little thing there, get the, you know, kind of, I'm going there, you know, so I'm going to go shopping. And I might get stuff for Derek, too, because he has the same kind of bus. So I'm going, Derek, what do you want? You know, we'll do that. Then we'll go back. We'll be spending a lot of June in New Hampshire. We can just relax and just, you know, have some real help, and we can work on the bus and get, and my whole thing is to get it foundationally ready and everything, and the steering. That's a big deal. So today we're going to have that shipped and doing, because I want, you know, 2010 steering. I don't want this, you know, old kind of, you know, that nope. I'll do whatever welding I got to do to put the plate on to have me some good steering, because I want an SUV, you know, because I got really spoiled by Donna's new Buick, man. Well, it's not new, it's an Enclave, but I 11, I think. But it's a night, man. That thing is freaking steering. Mean steering can be like this? Hell yeah! I ain't had this since that RX-7 back in the day. Okay. The grandkids have been listening up for almost the entire show today. They're over here. You guys been doing your schoolwork or something? What have you guys been doing?
Doing our schoolwork.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you learn some real stuff, you know, by listening to the show? Which one are you? This one? Go. Talk, Corsair. No, that's not you. Is that you? No, I don't think
that's
you're...
me.
Is that you? All right, whatever. Kaylee, you asked me something off air. I said, wait for the show, and you can ask me on the show. Now, you were listening to what was going on, what happened to Dr. Judy and so on. Now, Dr. Judy has helped our family a lot. You know, anybody that had some problems, especially Aunt Rhea, you know, when she got 20-something units of blood, you know, when she was bleeding out, you know, and when she had healing, she was right in the middle of all this blood supply thing, which is exactly what she was trying to warn everybody of. And she did that. You know, she started having some problems. So there were different, you know, treatments and, you know, antivirals and, you know, health this and that and so on, you know, helped her a lot. And she helped your cousin Justine when she had her fungal meningitis and what they're trying to put her on stuff. There's some other ways to help that without so much damage to your liver and so on. And then there's, we have, you know, friends that she's helped. And that's what she does. She just helps. Why would they, and what was your question? Why would they, what? How'd they, what?
How did they still arrest her? Because.
What do you mean still arrest her? Why did they arrest her?
Yeah. She didn't do anything.
Oh, what do you think?
Because they can.
Boom! Are you my granddaughter or what? I was waiting for that. You knew I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Because why?
Because they can.
Because they can. You know, but why would they be in a position that they could? I mean, why do they want to have... Of course they can. Somebody, you know, barks an order into a phone. It's like in V for Vendetta. Remember when he said, he goes, I'm sure there are orders being barked in the phones and people with guns going to come and whatever and so on. Because they can. It's not... Everybody wants to know how they're going to do something. They want to know who's going to do it. They want to know when they're going to do it. They want to know what they're going to do. But they never ask what.
I don't know.
Why? See, you ask, you know, how can they, all you have to do, one, because they can, but then you got to ask the real question that nobody asks anymore. It's like your entire generation, I don't know if this is a human thing or it's a recent thing or it's a, I don't know. But it's like, you know, we know the truth because we know why. Why would they do it?
I don't know.
See, that's what we have to find out. And that's what she's telling us. She's saying the reason they did it, it was money. It's control. It's power. It's being able to tell people what to do. It's to have the ability to shape the world in whatever they think is the way they want it shaped. And it's not the way you want. You know, because I don't even care what you want. You know, you want whatever you want. That's the whole point. You know, it's called... See, in America, when they did... we break away the idea, you know, of we're going to govern ourselves. You know, and then... But the Constitution, that didn't happen until like a decade after the Revolution. Before that, it was called the Articles of Confederation. They had a Constitution. What the hell is that? Bill of Rights? We're just not them. We're free. We can do what we want. You know, and you had these colonies and states, and they just kind of Articles of Confederation. Then guys go, yeah, but then we don't have like a global tax. We don't have a national tax. We can't raise a national army. We need to have like guys with guns, you know, to do what the government wants. So hell, that's the best reason for not doing it. But just like they got the United States of America under our Constitution, is the same thing they're trying to do with like the European Union of all the European countries under one government. And then they'll combine the United States and Europe in one government. And you see Trump, oh, here's another one, just in the last couple of days, it's like a space NATO. They're not including Russia. And I go, oh, Russia can't be in. It's a treaty on how we're going to use the moon. They want to claim military jurisdiction over the moon. The moon. Remember Astronaut Farmer?
Yeah.
You know? He's going to say, hey, you're going to say, you know, like the moon's yours. And it's not. But they're going to say it is. Why?
Because they can't.
Because they can't. See how smart you are. You know? This is the one thing I want the audience to understand. Once you start getting, understand that simple concept, because they can. How could they can't? Of course they can. Because they can. Because they physically can. So, okay. why? And what is it that they're getting, how are they getting away with it? You know, what is it that they're doing that is allowing them to get away with it? And a vast majority of it is because you allow it. Because they do it incrementally. They do it a little bit. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story, and this is for the audience too. When we come back, I'll tell you a story, and it's called about the, and I've said it, I don't know, several times on the show, but this is for Kaylee, for you guys too, the Laffer Curve. You know, the guy that was saying the supply side economics and all this kind of stuff, which we met, and Pal and I got to Tiger, we got to ask him a question at a function here in Arizona, the Water Institute put on, and his answer was revealing as hell. We'll be right back.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
And a story. All right. So it was, I can't remember, Art Laffer. I think his name was Art. The Laffer Curve. This was a big deal during the Reagan administration and supply side economic, voodoo economics that Bush, when he was running against Reagan before he became VP and everything, said blah, blah, blah. The Laffer Curve went like this. He's going, if you have 100% taxes, then you have no revenue because nobody will do it, anything. You're just a slave. Why would they work? You know, if you have 0% taxes, then you get no government revenue because you're not paying anything into them. They go, there has to be a number in there somewhere to where the goal of the government is to achieve the maximum amount of taxes. They have gotten record revenue of taxes right now. There more has been paid in income tax now than ever before. They have, man, they are milking that turnip, man. They're, you know, we're getting some blood. Woo, we're gonna get some. So how do they do that? Well, Laffer was not, it was up there. This is before the TARP and the crash and the Lovolution. This was like, you know, 06 or something he was here. And we could see this stuff coming. Powell was big anarchist, you know, my senior editor. You know, he passed away a few years ago. That sucks. I wish he was around. But he was like, yep, I can see what's coming. This is, you know, we both were, yep, here we go. So that's how, you know, we were putting all the stories up from everybody, left, right, whatever, and going to these functions and having people speak and on the show. But it was edited by libertarians, anarchist libertarians. We knew what was up. So what happens is, Laffer's up there, and there's probably, I don't know, 300-400 people and, you know, rubber chicken dinner afternoon thing at Goldwater Institute, which is Coke to Puss, you know, whatever. So they haven't been there. We used to do a lot of promotion for their things, you know, because it's cool. Yeah, it's Goldwater Institute. Woohoo! And we knew Clint Bullock, which was Institute for Justice, now Supreme Court Justice. And, oh, yeah, Donna, see if you can get Clint Bullock on. I want to talk to him before we leave. And he'll come on. You know, he's cool. But he won't talk about current, you know, litigation, but I would definitely like to talk about all this lockdown stuff. I don't know. We'll see if he has something to say. Yeah, bring the case on! Well, yeah, you know he's got a little Ernie on his shoulder sitting going, hello, and Donna makes a request. He's like, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he comes on. So they would have these guys up there. He's Laffer Curve. He's going to explain it to them. And his whole thing was to maximize revenue for the state. And I'm like, why aren't we get up, Pal and I, we ask the question, why is that the goal? I thought, aren't we supposed to be advocating the maximization of liberty for the people? Taking their money as much as you can get out of them, that's not that. What the hell are you doing? And how he talked about it, he's going, look, you can't just do it on one tax. It doesn't work that way. You got to do it on a bunch of little taxes. You got to have a little tax on this and a little tax on that and a little tax on, you know, where no one tax is worth the effort of anybody to go after that one tax. So that's why they don't like the anarchist libertarian types going, hey, man, I don't want you taxing me at all. Why are you even taxing me? I don't know. I don't know you. Screw you. Nope. Not prudent at this juncture. So they're going, no, we're here to get the maximum revenue for the government. So when we asked that question, he didn't hesitate a moment. Look, and he goes, so we can spend it. Dummy. Might as well add a dummy. I think he even said that. I don't know. So you can spend it, dummy. We watched Smokey and the Bandit last night. Where I come from. Why you need all that beer? Because it's thirsty, dummy. So I'm going, all right. At least he answered the question. Why? So they can spend it. And he was talking to a room full of lobbyists and people that wanted that they lived on that money from the government to do whatever for their clients of whatever. There were a bunch of lobbyists and politicos. That's what this Coke-to-Puss thing is. It's so that they can spend it, dummy. They're going to do it the way they want to do it and private-public partnership crap or whatever. You know, I don't need a private-public partnership. If I got to have, private with public, then why didn't the private just do it? If I got to have public, that's just a gun helping some private make money. I'm like, why is what? We can more efficiently rip you off. Oh, okay. Well, as long as you're efficient about it. So the thing is it's all this, so why do they do this? For the money, dummy. The power. The ability to give resources to their friends to do what they want to do. The money's just a means to an end. What's the end? To rule. It's what it's always been. It's what it's always been. There's somebody that wants to rule. And usually people that want to rule over others aren't very sympathetic. They aren't very empathetic. They don't really care how they do it. They'll rationalize in their head why, for the good of the planet or the species or the universe or because, the dominion of Zog or, Satan said it was okay or they should or something. And it usually comes down to some weird... You're watching any of these music videos, and that's one reason why the grandkids' parents didn't want them to have free access to the internet and, go on YouTube all the time, even though we learn a lot on YouTube. It's because of all the music videos. These music videos, you can't have, a scene without somebody wearing horns. It's weird. It's weird. Watch Katy Perry. I see... just even clips, I'm going, what the hell is that? Oh, I really, I get a friend go, I really like these video, man. This guy, they really, play to whatever really well and do it. I'm going, yeah, where's the horns? Sit there and watch it for a while. Sure enough, there they are. I'm going, is it like a job requirement? Is this, you're going to be on YouTube? You got to something? There's a story behind this PewDiePie thing, behind this streaming thing. He scared him. He goes, I don't need you. Screw you. I'll go over here. I'll take, a tenth of my audience. I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. Bite me. Whoa, we work a deal. And if we don't work a deal, it goes, your brains or your signature is going to be on this contract. Make an offer they can't refuse. Explain it to them. Get a horse head in your bed. Oh, they wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong. Dr. Judy. What happens when they go up against Neo? What happens when they just say no and the bullets stop? What happens? When it's V for Vendetta, why won't you die? Because there is more underneath this mask than flesh. You can't kill an idea. There's so many lines in all these movies. And what if I was able to put a narrative together? And a lot of people do a good job of this stuff. But I want to do it. But a lot of what is not being done is because of censorship and copyright. Man, I go, ooh, let me at that computer. We're going to get some. I want to do it. What they got to do, they got to kill me. Because how are they going to stop me? PlandemicMovie.com was taken off of Vimeo. They're going after it now. It's dropping like flies everywhere. Because everybody's seeing it. I put it up, I get comments, wow, you're the 15th person to do it. James Corden, no, I haven't watched it yet. He's busy in his Bill Gates thing. Yeah, you need to watch it. But he goes, yeah, I've been getting deluged with it from people. This is what happens. But we needed a place, a mechanism, a way that you could access this material. And they go, well, it's not going to be search engine. You can't find it on the search guy. You know, friends will get it to you. It'll go viral. You'll find it. It'll be, you know, you'll get a hash of an IPFS hash. Save it. You know, and when you find it, save it on your own computer. It's going to be there forever. This is how this stuff is going to happen. This is what we did for Corbett, for Pirates, WithoutBorders.com, for Freedom's Phoenix, for Declare Your Independence, for We Are Change, for Dan Dix, Press for Truth, World Alternative Media, for True Stream Media. You know, we did Conscientious Resistance. We've been saving this stuff for, God, a year or two. Thomas Friedman on the site up there, he wrote the script to be able to do this very thing. Why? See, it always comes down to why. Why? Why? Because we can. Oh, see, that's the other side. Oh, because we can. Nyuk, 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 nyuk. The battle's on. This is it. It's been going on for a long time. This is, you know, we're prison planning, info war, whatever you want to call it. People talk about it. Here it goes.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, whether you like it or not. I don't know. You can turn it off. You know, they're listening to Ernest Hancock. Oh, my granddaughter's like, what? Got to put the headphones on. The in this final segment, I think next week we're going to do take a couple of days off because I need time to do a bunch of stuff. Today's Thursday. We'll do tomorrow. And then we'll take Monday off this weekend. I got to head down plow. And then we'll probably do Tuesday and maybe one other day in there. But I'm going to need some time to finish up on some stuff because I got a bunch of stuff building up and things are coming in. I got to, you know, work. You know, and it's freaking hot. I'm glad we got a pool over there. And it's starting to get warm enough to, you know, that you can get in it. It's like 78. I know. People back east, 78. Oh, my God. That's like bathwater. And I'm going, yeah, Donna didn't even get in until it's like 80 billion degrees. But the you can do a lot more work when you're sitting there at 100 and freaking, oh my God, and the sun beating on you kind of, and then and you jump in and pull them back out. Okay, I'm good, you know, because the humidity's so low, it makes you cold. I mean, you like freeze your butt off, you know, while it's drying. The another thing was I'm going, where's all my hats? I got a big giant stack of hats. I'm in Arizona. I ain't got no hat. I'm like, well, where's my hats? What the hell? You know, can I have one hat? Well, anyway, she found them, so I got a hat. That sucks. You know, you don't have a hat in Arizona. We were up at Adams, and there was a guy that was working up there. He didn't have a hat. When I saw him, man, he was red as I go, yeah, you got to learn a fight about this Arizona sun, didn't you? Yep. Get yourself a hat, boy. Adam Kokesh is married now. They had a wedding up there Friday. Tempachot went up there, and I said, man, bring the four-wheel drive, because I'm telling you, you're going to see why. And but he's got a good thing going on there. He's got, you know, people and stuff to do and materials to do it, and kind of we'll see what happens. You know, I'm interested in, you know, because when the sun goes down, it cools off quite a bit. Evening's really nice. I mean, you know, it's just, that's one thing when you have a bunch of, you know, freedom-oriented guys, yeah, marijuana's involved, nothing gets done. Because I got that demotivator. I mean, you got to have only at certain time or something. I mean, I don't. I just know. I've been busy as hell. Marijuana is kind of like I remember when. I mean, you know, but you can't. You know, that's one thing. I'm all about freedom too and just relax. But we can't be chilling on the porch anymore. You got to get to work. You need to get to work. Sitting there, you know, drinking your Mai Tais and kind of, you know, chilling out by the pool, man, you get to work so you can again. We're not going to go back to normal. Who wants to? You want to go back to Abbey normal? You know, we were right, and I knew it too. I mean, there's so many times that we just take for granted, you know, how nice we had it, and you can just go to the store and get whatever you wanted, order whatever you wanted, and I, you know, Groupon and Amazon. Oh, we think you want this, don't you? You want one of these, don't you? Why, yes, I do. I need a LED, you know, colored play the tune as I go to the bathroom light. You know, I need the, you know, which, you know, so you don't have to turn on the light. You know, it's probably not a bad idea. You know, I need a extra bidet with a vibrating heated seat of the whatever the heck. You know, they have no toilet paper. You're going, like, I need a bidet, you know. So it's, the luxuries that we have are poorest in America are live like some of the richest in many countries. You know, I'm thinking, you know, who were wealthy people back in the day? You know, John Hancock, Adams, Jefferson with Montecito. I mean, he died with a bunch of debt, but, you know, he had pretty much whatever he wanted, you know, including slaves. So it's, he could, you know, build whatever he wanted. He had a great mind, you know, but he didn't have a microwave. You know, he didn't have flushing toilets. You know, he's on the cusp of inventing it, I'm sure. Oh, he might have did. I don't know. Well, they had running water toilets and aqueducts and everything in freaking Rome. You know, so this is, we live such a charmed life, even now. Our lockdown, they go, you know, a lot of countries, people going, lockdown with the internet and Netflix, you know, and you still get to go to the store. Wow, what's it like to have a store? You know, we are so spoiled, but it's going to get, you need to hunker down. We need to, Donna and I were not worried. We knew we had a bunch of this food, last us for years. But I'm just going, yeah, but we got other things that are more important. We're going to go out, well, we, you know, kept enough of that. I mean, that's always good. But, you know, what kind of growing thing are we going to do? We're going to be a living roof on the bus? We got room. We have a little garden on the bus. You think we should have a garden on the bus? What do you think? You get a little garden on the bus? You think it'd be a good idea?
Yeah.
All right. You gonna help? You help Grandma? Now when we come back, your Grandma's like, oh, I don't need another project. You know, we'll stop at the harvest. We'll stop at the farm. But the so there's going to be a time I think everybody needs to get busy. Are you training your children? Are you educating them? Are you inspiring them? Are they learning something? What were they learning in school? How to read instructions and follow orders? Get in line? Comply? Is that the lessons that we need now? When I was running for office, a lot of times I'd ask, you know, I'd bring it up, I'd talk about education. I'm going, why aren't we educating at work? Why is it, you know, bring daughter to work day every day? Why don't they have, like, you know, schools or daycares or whatever in every business? How come they can't get, you know, all this money goes to education? You know, they can do that. Why don't we have apprenticeships? Hell, I'd pay for my kid to go and learn something, apprenticeship of learn how to freaking tan leather, you know, to work leather, to smelt copper, something, learn something. Where do you think people learn that? You know, they do it in college? Hell no. You know, and it's going to come down now. It's the people, and I told my kids, I go, you need to be in manufacturing. It's how to make things, how to fashion raw material, how to machine, how to sew, grow, whatever. I used to call forest to florist. You know, forest, oh, you're going to be a florist. You know, forest, the florist. Like, and I didn't care. I just go, no, I need you to, you know, learn to grow stuff. You know, then you do something. That was the point that I was making. I don't know, whatever. He's a machinist now and does and makes and carves out of metal, whatever, and balances and doing industrial manufacturing of kick butt and aerospace. So, you know, and his brother is doing the same kind of stuff. And his brother-in-law and his father-in-law. And, I mean, you know, we're in a bunch of makers here and hunters. You know, my son Forrest, he's, you know, archery and rifle and handgun. They go out and put food on my family. So this is a confidence that we have. Where do you live? You know, a lot of the audience, I found out when Donna and I went around the country before, you know, it's going to be kind of the same thing. We did a five-week thing, went up to Kalispell, Montana, across the north, down to Texas, and then over, you know, back home. It was 5 weeks. Went to a bunch of different places and festivals and met people and talked and, you know, did shows and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of people came out. That's why we set it up where we put speakers under the awning and we have a mic and audio cables that are on the bus in a bay that opens up and we do the show outside, or at least pipe it outside and people interview in. Because when we went on that little thing, people would come out. You know, they knew we were at, you know, the whatever Wi-Fi or using our cell in the parking lot of or something, you know, people would come. And I'm like, wow, because they were listening on satellite. LRN has a satellite feed. And I'm going, wow, okay. Does it have to be a big city? It's going to be people across this country that already have the solution. A lot of them listen to this show. They're already living tiny or big. And they got animals. Hell, Jade just bought a bunch of cattle. Oh, things are getting cheap. Feeds like they're giving it away. They do. I got, you know, land and I got a bulldozer. Guess what? Come here, you know, moo cow. I got a place for you. Or he puts it on with other people. They start, you know, cooperatively having, you know, sharing land and who's going to kind of raise the guy. They got food and for their friends and family and community and the people that are going, no, but we think you should force vaccinate and we don't like, and you're just a guy going, guess what? You're down at the bottom of the line and you get fed. What am I worried about you for? You're trying to enslave me. I'm going to help you. Yeah. What are those people going to do? They're waiting on the government cheese. They're going to get their EBT, EMT, whatever the hell it is. You know, they're going to get their credit card if I get, oh, it's so humiliating that I have to use food stamp money. I need, can't you make it a credit card? It looks like a Visa. That's like I was really paying for my own. And then I just ripping off everybody else so I could get fed my family. This is, it's getting serious. This is it. When is it? Well, it's now. This is it. Now, so I put down the weed, put down the video game, turn off Netflix, watch some how-tos of whatever. Now, I'm here it comes. You better start with food. Better start with food while the sun be shining, make an egg.